Arizona News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the judge in the Donald Trump criminal trial refused a request to rule in advance on whether the former president would violate his gag order by posting certain articles to his Truth Social account.
One of Donald Trump's lawyers had asked Judge Juan Merchan to review the articles written by legal scholars like Jonathan Turley, who were critical of his prosecution, and then decide whether they would run afoul of a ban on commenting about people involved in the case. The defense attorney argued that the gag order was somewhat ambiguous and that while she thought the articles were fine to post, she wasn't sure. The judge said there was no ambiguity in the order and advised, quote, when in doubt, steer clear. I'm Shelley Adler.
Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill repealing an 1864 law banning almost all abortions in the state. It comes 2 years after a leaked draft of a U.S. Supreme Court opinion signaled that the nation's abortion landscape was about to shift dramatically with the repeal of Roe v. Wade. In the time since the Supreme Court's landmark Dobbs ruling, abortion has prompted multiple ballot initiatives.
Measures have gone before voters in seven states since 2022. The side backed by abortion rights supporters has prevailed in every one, including generally conservative places such as Kansas and Kentucky.
Democrats have sought to make abortion a linchpin issue in the 2024 elections. Police have arrested more than 2,000 people during pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel protests at college campuses across the United States in recent weeks. In the last 24 hours, they've drawn the most attention at UCLA. The California Highway Patrol said at least 200 people were arrested in the crackdown at UCLA. This is SRN News. Christians are being persecuted in Mexico. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
About 150 Baptists in Hidalgo have seen their homes vandalized, their utilities cut off, and their freedom of movement restricted by local officials. In Mexico, local indigenous communities are allowed to police themselves, and most of those communities are pagan. They don't like Christians that are trying to drive them out of the area. The Mexican Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but without enforcement, that guarantee is meaningless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect. It bars abortions from the time an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The new ban has an exception for saving a woman's life as well as in cases involving rape and incest. Pro-abortion forces are pinning their hopes on an amendment that would enshrine abortion in Florida's constitution. This is SRN News. Authorities say they've recovered the body of a fifth person who was missing after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge more than a month ago. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Six members of a road work crew plunged to their deaths on March 26th when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's supporting columns. Officials announced that the victim found was identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez of Glen Burnie, Maryland. All of the victims were Latino immigrants who came to the United States from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Interstate 95 near Norwalk, Connecticut will be closed indefinitely because of a fiery crash that threatens a bridge collapse. That bridge will have to be demolished and removed. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says they hope to have the main north-south-east coast highway reopened by Monday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.